Welcome to this podcast for St. Peter's Church Greenhill, as we seek to become loving, witnessing and growing people.
Today's reading follows on from last week's, where we saw that Jesus has authority over nature. He calms the storm. Just turn this one down a smidge. Old HH, just pull the thing down a smidge. Is that better? And one last thing, I was supposed to check if you started the recording. Yes. I'll start again. Today's reading follows on from last week's, where we saw that Jesus has authority over nature. He calms the storm that threatens to swamp the boat that he and the apostles are crossing the Sea of Galilee in. We actually miss out a section of the gospel then, when Jesus casts out many demons from a man, and that shows he has authority over demons as well. That's the quite famous story of when he puts the demons into a herd of pigs that throw themselves in the sea. And his behaviour, probably unsurprisingly, unsettles the people of that town. And he leaves the town with the crowd angry at his behaviour and asking him to leave, which he does, by travelling again across the lake. But when he gets there, a different crowd forms around Jesus. It seems he can't go anywhere without being surrounded by people. Everyone wants to see what all the fuss is about. Jesus has been making a big disturbance in the region. He's spoken in synagogues, healed people, got into arguments with Pharisees, and generally is making himself the center of attention. And then Jairus, a senior representative of a synagogue, comes to him to plead with him and begs for him to heal his 12-year-old daughter. It must have taken a great deal of courage for Jairus to approach Jesus. He must have known about the arguments that Jesus has provoked in various synagogues and with various religious leaders. He's also aware that Jesus has embarrassed many of them with his extensive knowledge of Scripture. Jesus is unlikely to be first in line for an invite to any synagogue leader's house. However, Jairus is desperate and is willing to place his faith in Jesus. Jesus has healed other people. I trust him to heal my daughter, even if it means annoying my friends and acquaintances. Maybe it was desperation that drove him to Jesus, but a grain of faith was present. Jairus pleads with Jesus, and Jesus goes with him. There is no chance of Jairus hiding this meeting. A huge crowd is thronging them. Jairus' faith is witnessed by everyone. Now there's another person in the crowd who places their faith in Jesus. A woman afflicted by a persistent bleeding for 12 years is also there. Note that Jairus' daughter is 12 and has given her father 12 years of bliss, while the woman has had 12 years of affliction and misery. This woman is also desperate for healing. She may have been well-to-do at one point, but she spent all her money on doctors who failed to cure her. Under Jewish law, her condition makes her unclean and effectively untouchable. Here's a brief extract from Leviticus that applies to this woman. Any bed she lies on while her bleeding continues will be unclean. Anything she sits on will be unclean. Whoever touches her, them, the bed and the seat, will be unclean. He must wash his clothes and bathe with water, and he will be unclean till evening. Given her status, it's likely that she'll have been begging for her food and shunned by her family and friends. In her desperation, she pushes through the crowd towards Jesus with the intention of simply touching his cloak. Just touching his cloak will be enough to cure her. She has faith that he can help. It's an indication of the fascination of the crowd with Jesus that she's even able to get close enough to push through. If they'd seen her, she'd have been pushed away and people would not have allowed her anywhere near Jesus or themselves under normal circumstances. After all, anyone she touches is unclean. But she gets through and reaches out just to brush her hand on his cloak and she's healed of her bleeding. Jesus then stops and asks who touched him. Jairus must have been frantic at that point. Forget the crowd, cure my daughter. The disciples are confused. Look how many people are around here. You must have been touched 1,000 times. But Jesus isn't concerned by the people who've brushed past him without faith. He is at that point only interested in the one who touched him in prayer. It isn't clear from the reading how Jesus asked who had touched him. Was he sharp with a demand, "Who touched me?" Or was he gentle with a request, "Who touched me?" I'm guessing the latter. But the woman clearly hears the former and comes reluctantly and fearfully and shows herself. The crowd knows who she is and what she is. And now she's brought out in front of everybody. Then Jesus gives her back her dignity and her life. In front of everyone, she's called daughter and told that her faith has healed her and that she's freed from her suffering. She's not only healed by faith, she's granted her a place back in society by Jesus in front of everybody. Jairus sees what Jesus has done and is no doubt agitated, wanting Jesus to hurry to his house. But then his world is broken apart. Some men come and tell him not to bother Jesus anymore because his daughter is dead. One daughter is healed and the other one dies. But Jesus turns to Jairus and tells him not to listen to them, only to him. Do not be afraid, just believe. Faith healed the woman who touched me. You should have some faith as well. He tells the crowd to stay where they are, and just takes Peter, James, and John with him as they hurry to Jairus' house. But when they get there, lots of people have already gathered. Indeed, the professional mourners have already been summoned and are wailing at the tops of their voices as they're expected to. Clearly, the girl is dead. No one has any confidence that life remains in any form. She's not simply very ill or comatose. She is dead. And Jesus asks why all the commotion, and the girl is simply sleeping and not dead at all. He's laughed at. What an idiot. He then takes her parents and the disciples up to the bedroom where the girl has been laid out, and he calls out to her. Little girl, I say to you, get up. Again, I imagine a soft voice similar to that which I imagine was used on the other subject of our story. She sits up, and Jesus tells her parents to give her some food. Her physical needs matter as much as her spiritual needs, but also it shows she is alive. If she was dead, she wouldn't need to eat. The number of people present in that room is important. It's very likely that rumours about whether the girl was dead or not will start to circulate. Clearly, she was only in a coma. Not really dead. Her parents just panicked and were misled. But with the witnesses, five witnesses, not the legally required two, there can be no debate. She was dead, and now she is alive, healthy, and eating food. For both of the recipients of Jesus' grace, not only are their spiritual needs attended to, but also their physical ones. One is healed of her bleeding and given back her place in society. The other is raised from the dead and fed. Jesus cares for our lives and our souls. Previously, we saw that Jesus can command nature and demons, and they obey. Now we see that he has power over sickness and death. This is a clear statement of his divinity. His power is of this earth and the next. Jesus is the Messiah. He really is the Son of God. But so what? Our first song this morning was Come As You Are, and this was quite deliberate, as this is the call that the reading makes on us. Come to Jesus just as you are. Come in sickness, come in health. Come at death's door, come rich, come poor, come destitute or homeless. However you stand before God, you are welcome. Jesus heals a destitute, untouchable woman simply because she has a grain of faith. He heals a young girl because her father has a grain of faith. Ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and you will find. Last week, Murray told us to have faith and to ask Jesus, to wake Jesus and to involve him in our lives. And I continue with that message. A prayer can be simple, or it can be complex. It may seem trivial, or it may seem impossible. Whatever it is, with faith, we can ask Jesus for whatever we need, and he will listen. Jesus won't always heal us, or indeed raise people from the dead. But he does want to know our needs, and he wants us to come to him in faith. Are you willing to stand in front of the crowd and declare your faith? Am I? Jairus is willing to. The bleeding woman reluctantly does so, and both are rewarded. We should follow their example. Your faith might be small or large, but keep your eyes on Jesus. Trust him to heal you and to hold you. With your eyes on Jesus, everything else can fall away. Listen to the words of the next song, which is It Is Well, and think about Jairus and the unnamed woman, both of whom looked on Jesus and had their souls stilled. We too can, if we take the time to look on him.